As per tradition at the beginning of the year, Pope Benedict on Monday morning received some 115 ambassadors to the Holy See in the Vatican's Sala Regia, the regal room.
Excellence, Mesdames, Messieurs.
The occasion was his much-awaited State of the World address, in which he tackles issues of international concern and consigns his message into the hands of world leaders. He commenced by addressing the grave and disturbing developments of the global economic and financial crisis, which, he said, not only has affected families and businesses, but has created feelings of disorientation and frustration, especially in the young. The crisis, the Pope continued, can and must be an incentive to reflect on human existence and on the importance of its ethical dimension.
La crise peut.
Benedict then turned his attention to North Africa and the Middle East, where, speaking of the Arab Spring, he invited the international community to dialogue with the actors in the current processes and to contribute to the building of stable and reconciled societies that are opposed to every form of unjust discrimination. And the Pope voiced his concern for the people of Syria. He encouraged Iraqi leaders to advance on the path to national reconciliation, and he turned his attention to the Holy Land, where tensions between Palestinians and Israelis continue to affect the stability of the entire Middle East.
La communauté internationale de son côté doit
then the Pope turned his attention to the pivotal role played by young people in society and underlined the need for solid educational institutions and policies which promote the family and aid social cohesion and dialogue. In this perspective, Pope Benedict continued, it is clear that an effective educational program also calls for respect for religious freedom, which he described as the first of human rights. And Benedict went on to highlight the fact that in many countries, Christians are deprived of fundamental rights, sidelined from public life, and even violently attacked and forced to leave their homes. In the past year, he said, religiously motivated terrorism has reaped numerous victims, especially in Asia and Africa. Before ending, Pope Benedict mentioned continuing good relations between the Holy See and the state of Italy. He spoke of the need for African leaders to favour progress along the path of justice, peace and reconciliation, and of the humanitarian emergency in the Horn of Africa. And the Pope did not neglect to mention his concern for continuing violence and instability in Nigeria, in Ivory Coast and in the Great Lakes region, and he appealed to the international community to make every effort to find a solution to the crisis in Somalia, which he said has gone on for years. Last but not least, Pope Benedict highlighted the need to foster respect for creation and stressed his belief that environmental protection and the connection between fighting poverty and fighting climate change are important areas for the promotion of human development. I'm Linda Bordoni.